Today on episode number 350 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we have a priceless podcast success story. We're going to talk about the latest podcasting stats from Edison Research, and we're going to talk about how to link to iTunes.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005 and bringing my 20-plus years of training skills to this here microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is the original podcast about podcasting, and we talk about all things podcasting from planning to recording to promoting and all points in between. And if you are looking to start a podcast, I've got good news for you. There's a website. It has everything you need. And that website is schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials, we've got resources, and you have little old me to help you along the way. If you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. Wait till you hear the feedback we got today. It made me cry. Check this out. But I would love to hear from you, even if you make me cry. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. The voicemail, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, is 888-563-3228. You can also click on the little voicemail button out at the website or just leave a comment out at our show notes, which, again, you can find today at schoolofpodcasting.com/350, where everything we talk about, you can find it. Well, I always like to start off the show with kind of a some sort of podcast success. And I always tell people, you know, there are many ways to measure success, be it money, be it getting the word out, be it being seen as an expert, whatever it may be. And then you get voicemail like this and you go, that, you know how there's those commercials, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then it's priceless. This, I believe, is priceless.
Dave, my name is Chris Drake, a.k.a. Nocturnal from NocturnalPodcast.com. Wanted to give you a little bit of a story real quick here. Because of my podcast, Dave, I see you as a champion of podcasting. And during a time where I needed something, there was the School of Podcasting telling me I needed to connect with my audience. The audience I ended up connecting with, Dave, was my dad. I can't tell you whether or not my podcast is a success because monetarily it hasn't made a dime, and I'm not sure that it ever really needs to. Last year in October, my dad passed away, and before he passed away, he was listening to my podcast, and he was my first subscriber. Not to be theological, Dave, but God sends people to you when you need them the most, and he sent you to me. I thank you for the School of Podcasting, and I hope you'll have a wonderful day, sir. Go ahead and check out my website, Dave. You'll find that there's a link to the School of Podcasting. As soon as I can figure it out, you will have advertising on my website, as long as my website is available.
And then the voicemail cut him off. All right, we're going to continue this story. I just got this email, and it says, Dave, first, a bit of my backstory. I'm 36 years old. For about 30 of that, my dad would say, I don't understand you, son. Don't you get it? Aren't you listening to me? I think every father here can identify with that. Needless to say, my greatest hero and I didn't see eye to eye. For the record, I didn't see eye to eye with my dad. In 2006, my dad had a massive heart attack. Then the doctors found a black spot on his lung. In 2010, I started listening to you in the School of Podcasting. It helped me unwind, and I would wait for news from doctors. You said, connect with your audience, start a podcast. So that's what I did. My audio was caca poo poo, but again, it helped. I'm glad to know that I have coined a catchphrase. I wanted to help others. In October of last year, my dad was admitted for pneumonia. My mom came to me and the decision was made. Dad went home. I was devastated. In the beginning, I had 45 listeners, but since his health really started to fail, I tried to do a podcast and figure out my website. I wanted to go to the School of Podcasting, Dave, but my funds went to my mom, as they should, my friend. A few days ago, Mom gave me Dad's cell phone. I looked through it. This is why my voicemail to you was such an epic failure. By the way, it wasn't an epic failure, my friend. Here's the thing I loved about that voicemail. And I actually edited that voicemail slightly because there were some long pauses because Chris had to kind of try to hold it together. And I realize that's really, really tough. But Chris says he had Stitcher and mine was the only podcast he listened to. There was also a draft text that didn't get sent. It said, you were listening all along. I understand you now, son. So, Dave, I'm resurrecting my podcast. My first episode will be on multiple income streams, and I would like to have your permission to put a permanent link on your site on mine. Chris, only if you make it an affiliate link. Go down to the bottom of the schoolpodcasting.com and sign up to be an affiliate. In fact, Chris, you know what? Dude, you so inspired me. I'm making you a member of the School Podcasting. So there you go. But if I hadn't, you could just, if you want a link to the School Podcasting, you might as well. And if somebody signs up, you earn a small commission. But he says, hey, have I made one penny from my podcast? No, but because of my podcast, I was able to finally connect with my greatest hero. And I call that a success. Chris, got to tell you, buddy, that one moved me. I always talk about how you should make content that makes people move in one fashion, whether it's laugh, cry, think, groan, things like that. And I'm going to, can you guys give me like 30 seconds to go on a tangent here? As somebody that, my father is in a nursing home and my father has Alzheimer's. And the last time I saw him, which was a while ago, because I'm a coward, he thought I was my brother. And so when he talks about connecting with your dad, I realize how, what's the word here? That's priceless. And you don't realize it until you have it taken away. And so the fact that I could help with that, it's interesting because there are things that I hate to use the word inspired because I just don't think I'm inspiring. But I had somebody on my weight loss podcast send me an email once that said she had lost 100 pounds because she was listening to my podcast. And on one hand, it's weird because really the reason I do this is because I love to help people. It's actually at sometimes a fault of mine that I will say yes if somebody just says, will you help me, before I even hear what they're asking. And so the fact that I helped Chris connect with his dad, to me is just like, wow. Because I realize what a gift that is. And the fact that I could give that gift to somebody just makes me, I'm just like, yes, that's what I'm here to do. That's what I want to do. I want to help people. I always tell people I want, and it sounds weird, but I want to leave the planet in a better place than it was when I got here. Like I hope that when I kick off this planet, people go, I was glad I knew that dude. Not so much that I changed their life, but at least I brought some sort of joy or happiness or something. I made them feel better. Maybe I made them laugh. Things of that nature. So when I heard that voicemail, I actually sat there and cried for a bit because I just was like, wow, I wish I could connect, you know, in that case. And it's just not going to happen. I don't think at this point. It's kind of weird. Alzheimer's is a very strange disease because your dad is alive, but if he doesn't know who you are, is he? It's kind of weird. It's like you died. So now the good news is to put a more happier front on that. When I walked in to see my dad, he thought I was my brother and then told me all sorts of really nice things about me to my brother, which was really me. So anyway, all right, let's get back to the podcasting, shall we? All right, next up, what we're going to talk about, there is a new article from Edison Research, and I found this interesting. Hope you find it interesting. It's just a bunch of stats about the internet and podcasting. So, for instance, in 2013, 232 million people used the internet. 177 million have Wi-Fi, and 139 million have smartphones. We're going to get into that here in a second. You'll see how there are so many people now with smartphones, it's really interesting. In fact, speaking of Wi-Fi, 67% of homes, and this was of about, they did a study of about 2,100 people aged 12 and up, 67% have Wi-Fi networks set up. 24% of those 67% have five or more devices connected to that Wi-Fi network. And this study talks a lot about online radio, which is basically defined as listening to AM, FM radio stations online and or listening to audio content available only on the internet. That would be a podcast. And this is up from last year, up 6% to 45%, or 120 million Americans are listening to online radio, which in my opinion would, we'll talk about podcasting here specific, but I could see where you could, you know, it's not a radio station, but it is what they say, audio content available only on the internet. That would be a podcast in my book. 86 million or 33% of Americans listened to online radio last week. And they basically listen for an average of nearly 12 hours a week. Now, the interesting thing is 6% of all persons aged 12 and above listen exclusively to online radio in the past week. 12%. And so what I'm saying here is the days of listening to the radio on the radio are slowly chipping away. 20% of America is now listening to Pandora. That's now 69% are aware of Pandora, and that's up from 59% from the previous year. Now here, one in five have used their cell phone to listen to online radio in the car. And this is where I listen to all my podcasts. I use an iPhone now. I used to have an Android phone, but even when I had an Android phone, I plug my phone into, the first thing I did when I got my car was buy a stereo that had an auxiliary input jack. And so 21% of people are listening to the stream from a cell phone connected to a car stereo. So this is where websites like Stitcher and, like I said, just downloading your podcast. Going back to the idea of listening to radio, it says one in three people that listen to whatever they're listening to at work listen on a computer or a mobile device. So 30% of the people that are listening to, quote, radio, don't listen to it on a radio. When we get into podcasting, the term podcasting remains nearly at half at this point. Hasn't really grown a whole lot. 46% of people are aware of podcasting. They did, and this I found confusing. There's a new description for podcasting. It says one definition of podcasting is downloading various types of online audio and video programs or shows in the form of digital files you can listen to or view at any time you choose. So their big key there is time-shiftedness. Some examples of podcasting might include talk shows or a hosted music program. Podcasting does not refer to downloading of individual MP3 files or songs or movies. So it's kind of bizarre there because to me what defines a podcast is something you can subscribe to via an RSS feed, not just downloading a single MP3 file. So it sounds kind of like they've changed it, but if it's not the download of an individual MP3 file, that would be an RSS feed, but they didn't mention it. So it's kind of, I'm not sure what the difference is there. And that new definition must have some sort of oomph to it, for lack of a better phrase, because in 2012, 29% of the people had ever listened to an audio podcast, and now it's down in 2013 to 27%. So that's, but it says asterisk, this is using the new definition. So I'm not quite sure I get that, but they are saying that an estimated 32 million Americans, now keep in mind, this is just America. Think about how many countries that are also involved here. But in America, 32 million Americans have listened to a podcast in the past month. And of those, More than a quarter of the weekly podcast users consume six or more podcasts a week. So if you take six podcasts times 32 million, that's 192, if I remember right. 32. Let's see how my math is doing today. Yeah, 192 million episodes are downloaded a week. And what's interesting about that, six a week, I listen to six a day. I love the little 2X button on the different apps. They do a comparison here of how much time people spent consuming audio versus video. And I know everybody's like, you know, YouTube is the place to be and video, video, video. Yeah, they spend almost 12 hours consuming audio content versus 4 hours for video. And that 4 hours is actually down 20 minutes from 2012. The audio listening has gone up every single year from 2008 to 2013. In 2008, it was 6 hours and 13 minutes. Now they're listening to almost 12 hours of content per week. And this is where things are like, wow. In 2009, which really wasn't that long ago, 4 years ago, 10% of Americans owned a smartphone. 2013, 53%. That is 139 million people. Now think about that. All those people are, and here's the thing, that's an Apple iPhone, an Android smartphone, BlackBerry, or a Windows smartphone. And, you know, with an iPhone, they're basically one app away, one click away from listening to a podcast. This isn't just young people. Granted, when you talk about people 18 to 34, three quarters, 75% own a smartphone. But even people 65 and above, that's up to 17%. People 55 to 64, 30% own a smartphone. And of those, 44% listen to online radio. And of that 44%, 18% of that 44%, I'm not sure how that calculates, is basically once a day or more. So heavy duty, you know, you're looking at 20% of those smartphone users are consuming audio on their phone. Here's an interesting stat. How often is your cell phone with you or nearby? That is, when is it within arm's length? 52% of people always have their smartphone within arm's length. The next answer, 30% most of the time, 11% sometimes, 4% rarely, 3% almost never. You hear me talk about how you need to have an HTML5 compliant player on your website because tablets don't run Flash, right? Well, 30% now own a tablet. That is up over 70% from a year ago. And of those 30%, basically 50% of that is iPads. And we say one of the ways you should be promoting your podcast is via social networks. Why? Because it's up 6% from last year. 62% of people currently have a profile on social networks. Now, 58% have a personal profile on Facebook. Second, what's the second most used network? LinkedIn. Then Twitter. Then MySpace. And really, Twitter is only 1% bigger than MySpace. Then Google+. Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. And when it comes to who's really starting to get involved with social networks, you would think it's the 18 to 25-year-olds, right? No, it's 55 and above. That's right. Grandparents are starting to... I watch my nieces and nephews grow up on Facebook, right? So in the age group 55 to 64, jump from 34% to 43%, and 65 and above jump 6%. Are now using social networking. In fact, 71 million Americans check their social network several times per day. And that is approximately 27% of Americans check their social networking daily. And of those 71 million, basically 40% are checking their phone several times a day, and I'm guilty of this. In fact, I do it without even noticing it. The other day I was talking with my wife and just started like checking something, and she just quit talking. And I'm like, what? I'm still listening. She's like, no, you're not. So that can be a problem. The average number of Facebook friends by age group. If you're in your 40s, 183. I'll have a link to this report if you want to check this out. They did have some interesting stats about radio, or basically consuming content in your car. 84% are still using AM/FM radio, then a CD player. I haven't used my CD player in years. And then coming in number three at 29%, an iPod or an MP3 player, then satellite radio, then online radio, and then HD radio. So, you know, iPods, MP3 players, chalking into the third place there. I expect this number to go up more in the future, but right now, 28% of people have a Bluetooth connection in the car. And if you're using an in-dash information or an entertainment system, that is 6%. So I expect those numbers to go up as time goes on and we start to see more and more people having things like Stitcher installed into the car, and all they need is a Bluetooth connection, which you can provide then with your phone. The report does show that whatever you're into, you're spending somewhere between 6 and 8 hours for that. So for instance, heavy traditional radio users are spending about 6.5 hours. Heavy TV users are watching about 8 hours of TV. Man, that's a lot of TV. And it doesn't say this is per day. 8 hours of TV a day? Good gosh, that's crazy. Internet users, 7 hours a day. And of course, that's more me right there. That's crazy that you watch 8 hours of TV, but I'm in front of a computer for 7 hours a day, probably. This is one that I greatly differed from. They said 83% would be very/somewhat disappointed if the radio station they listen to most went off the air. And if they're actually talking about an actual radio station, I don't listen to radio, because this basically ranged 83 to 85%. Now, if this was my most listened to podcast, yeah, I would be heavily despondent if they quit producing their show. So one of the takeaways here was, again, online radio reaches 86 million people a week for an average of nearly 12 hours. Can we just think about the number 86 million? Can you imagine what that would look like if you were in front of a room, or in this case, if you were, it's like a Woodstock kind of thing, where you're standing in 86 million people for 12 hours. That's a lot. That's a big canvas to paint. And you are sitting here with a brush and an easel. Another takeaway that they recommended is radio, hello, may want to relaunch podcasts to a wider audience and claim ownership of time-shifted radio. And that's one of the things they pointed out, is DVR usage has soared. The idea of I want to consume the content that I want to consume when I want to consume it, which is one of the greatest advantages of podcasting, is going through the roof. People are like, hey, I like this fact that I don't have to be home Tuesday at 9 to watch Friends. I can watch it whenever I want. I can record my show and listen to it whenever I want. I can subscribe to the podcast, and when it comes out, I'll listen to it when I can get to it. And depending on how you look at it, if you're running a radio station and you're trying to get to your audience, your biggest challenge and your bigger opportunity is a way to use the smartphone. And again, I will have links to this out in the show notes. You can just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/350 and you can download this report. There's more into it. They talk about what do people listen to before they buy stuff, and they get into TV usage and some other things that I want to get into. But it's an interesting report just to kind of see how, you know, the culture is changing and how people are slowly changing their media consumption habits. All right, next up, wanted to just a brief update on something I'm trying. I'm using a service because I realize not everybody wants to join a membership site. And so what I've done is I've taken some of my material from the School of Podcasting, and I'm putting it on a website called Udemy. And if you I'll have links to this out and again in our show notes. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/350, if you're thinking of starting a podcast, I have put out a Planning Your Podcast class. It actually has over 2 hours of lecture. There are occasional quizzes. There are handouts. Basically, things, it's the material from the School of Podcasting. The quizzes are new. I don't have quizzes at the School of Podcasting, but everything from the power of podcasting to how to pick your topic, where to podcast from, do you need a co-host, different recording techniques and the pros and cons of each. The big question, of course, how much does it cost? It goes into that. Shaping your content, common mistakes to avoid, all that you can find. And it's actually udemy.com. And if you want to check this out, like I said, the only advantage is it's not a membership program. It's a one-time buy, and you don't get any further content like you do at the School of Podcasting. Use the coupon code LISTENER when you go to udemy.com. And I'll put a link to it. The course is called Planning Your Podcast. You can just do a search for it. Use the coupon code LISTENER, and you will save on just that course. Now, the way I have this set up, it makes more sense to join the School of Podcasting, which you can still use the coupon code at the School of Podcasting, LISTENER, to save on your membership at the site. Because I've priced this where it makes more sense to sign up for the School of Podcasting, where you actually get more tutorials, because you don't just get planning your podcast, you get recording your podcast, publishing your podcast, promoting your podcast. All those are already in the School of Podcasting. And eventually, I will have these as individual products that you can actually buy. So just wanted to let you know, if you if you're thinking of starting a podcast and you're like, well, you know, I'm not really ready to jump in, I just want to walk myself through the process, well, you can buy just this one course and check it out. And again, I will have links to this out at in our show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/350. All right, next up, let's take a couple questions. This comes from a good buddy, Ken Blanchard. You can find him at blackmanwithagun.com. He is hilarious. I love me some Ken Blanchard. And he asked the question, Dave, what's the best link to send people to when it comes to iTunes? Do I give them RSS? Do I give them iTunes? Whatever. I always give them both. And typically, the feed, if I'm going to give somebody just the podcast feed, if I'm using FeedBurner, which I don't anymore, I would give them that. If I'm using, let's say, PowerPress, I would give them the feed link that PowerPress gives you. If I'm using Libsyn for my RSS feed, I would give them the Libsyn RSS feed and label it that, RSS feed. Here you go. If I'm giving iTunes, now realize that what you want to do is if you go into iTunes and find your podcast, and you'll see it listed there, you can right-click on it, and you'll see where it says copy link. If you right-click right on your album art. Now, the fun part of this is when you then put that into a web browser and go to it, I'm actually doing this with you, it will bring up iTunes on the web, which has everything, but they can't subscribe. Then it's view in iTunes. Now, you'll notice when you do that, it says, hey, do you want to open this in iTunes? And you'll see, at least on a PC, it says, remember my choice for ITMSS links. Well, here's what you can do, is take that link that you just put into your browser, and where it says HTTPS, backspace over that, and change it to ITMSS. Now, what this does is, now you label this iTunes link, because if somebody doesn't have iTunes, this isn't going to work. Okay, but if you put that into a browser and press enter, it will take them right to your iTunes link. It doesn't send them to the web page that they then have to say, show this to me in iTunes. So, and again, how you get the original link, search for yourself in iTunes. When you see it, right click on your album art, choose copy link. And then, again, change where it says HTTPS, change it to ITMSS. and then the rest of the website. Last up, if you are not a member of the School of Podcasting, you can bypass this particular segment. Just a quick little shout out to all my members. I sent out an email last week with a survey asking for some feedback on some things I'm going to be doing at the School of Podcasting. Every month we're going to have kind of one subject that when you log into the website, it's going to go to that page and we can all kind of leave comments on that subject as we go about it. So that's going to be something new. But I also asked about your podcast, where it's at, where I can find it. I'm going to start spotlighting members of the School of Podcasting on this podcast. And also, I'm going to be bringing back live kind of coaching sessions. And I need your input on when is the best time to have those. And then also, I'm going to be having a forum at the School of Podcasting. And I need your feedback on should we use Facebook, which I'm not really crazy about, but a lot of people are saying Facebook because I like to own my own stuff, a forum, or should we just not have a forum for that, he said, turning off his iPhone, making noises in the background. So if you didn't get that email, which you should have, and that reminds me, if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, you don't want to unsubscribe from that because that's my primary way of communicating with you is the internal email list of the School of Podcasting. There is no, quote, students-only podcast anymore. That will now be handled by when you log in. Whatever I need to tell you is just going to take you to that page. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Today we learned, well, that basically what we've been saying all along is coming true, and that is, A, more and more people are listening to, you know, they're consuming content on their phone and they're starting to consume that content in the car. And there are a lot of people that are now, yes, they're not abandoning radio, but they're adding podcasting to that mix. They're starting to listen to radio and podcasts. They're starting to watch YouTube and podcasts. And that is all, again, out in our show notes. You can find it at schoolpodcasting.com/350. We'll take you right there. We talked about how to put a link in iTunes. Tell you what, I'm going to make a video for that. And you can see that as well, because I realize that's kind of a visual thing. And I'll put that out in the show notes as well. And if you are, again, looking to start a podcast, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. You can use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. And that'll save you a bit on your first month at the School of Podcasting. And you can cancel anytime you want. It's not a lifetime membership. And also want to remind you that if you don't have a website yet, send me an email with quick start in the subject line because there's a great way. I just spoke with someone. She's going to launch a podcast and all she's going to do is spend $8 for hosting. She gets a free month at the School of Podcasting. I'm going to go over, install WordPress 4 and all the plugins, and she's going to have a podcast probably in a couple weeks. I told her about how much you basically end up spending about $37 on a microphone, about $50 on album art. And, you know, if you want some theme music, anywhere from $1 to $40, depending on what you want. And she is ecstatic. She thought she was going to have to spend thousands of dollars and she doesn't have to. So, again, if you don't have a website yet, send me an email with quick start in the subject line. If you do have a website already, just use the coupon code LISTENER and that'll get you in at a discount. It's my way of saying thank you for listening. And let me remind you that it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And we saw today there are millions of people, because keep in mind, again, those numbers are just Americans. When you log into your media host, I am amazed at the number of countries. I'm getting a lot of people in China, and I thought China was blocked from consuming outside content. The world is waiting to hear your message. The world is waiting to be entertained by you, to be educated by you, to be inspired by you. And I would love to have the opportunity to work with you to make that happen. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button, and let's make that happen, shall we? Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again real soon. Take care. God bless.